Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to Good Moms, Bad Choices. I'm Erica.
And I'm Mila, and I'm sleepy.
Bitch is just yawning over here.
Sorry, that's like caught me mid-yawn.
She's over here chugging birth control pills, yawning, yelling at her mother.
A lot happening right now.
She's totally fine, guys.
Everything's perfect.
You good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Well,
hi. Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Happy hump day.
You like my hair?
It's so cute. I'm actually maybe feeling it. I was trying to figure out if like maybe if it was like too like to like I put a braid in it. I think it could kind of like cute.
So I'm in the midst of doing Bantu knots, which I don't know, like I was in the shower and I was like, I'm so fucking over my hair. Why did I grow it out? It's too much. And I was like, I'm going to do what Jamila does and get Bantu knots. And then the moment I started it, I was like, this is a horrible idea.
It's really easy. I can finish that.
I can't see. It took me literally 10 minutes to do one part.
Well, the parts you can't worry about. You got to just say, fuck the parts. I just do
Well, it's my nigga's birthday on Friday.
So I
was trying to be cute. Like, I was trying to have this be a look, not just like protective sleep style.
Well, no one cares about the parts, but also.
I care about the parts.
You know your man likes to do weird shit like
that. I mean,
like,
he might do my hair after tonight.
I'm sure he will. He like plucks your eyebrows. So
I know. It's great. I have a live-in facialist, hairstylist, nail doer.
Such a cancer.
I know.
Okay. Anyway, we're here. We're joined by
While They Nap podcast,
the ladies of While They Nap.
Hi. Thanks, guys.
I'm Shen,
and I'm Lay.
And you guys are in Canada, right?
We are. Drake's hometown.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Drake's hometown.
Oh, Drake.
Oh my God, I love Drake. But now he lives here at our hometown, the Valley.
About it. Listen, I feel like, you know what, it's okay. Like, we're okay with it, but just remember where he resides.
Does he actually live here? I think he lives everywhere.
I've been to his house.
He's a person.
I've been to his house twice, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Wait, is he there?
Yeah.
Wait, when was this?
Every summer he has a party and I go. What are you talking about? Where have you been?
I don't know. I've been here with you. And why wasn't I invited to the summer party?
You're always calling me a club groupie and so you don't get invited. Wait, let me tell you. This week.
No. That was you were trying to go. She was trying to go to a fucking Delilah's in COVID.
And we missed it and it was amazing. Danielle said it was the best. Like,
she went?
Yeah. So let me tell you, this is the most LA shit ever. So I'm here. I'm so tired. It's like, I gotta go to bed. Then my homegirl calls. I'm like, hello? I'm like, yeah. She's like, Drake's DJ just called me. I'm like, so what? So does he want us to come over? She's like, no, I think they want to go out. I'm like, I don't want to go out. I don't want to be like a groupie. She's like, I'm like, listen, if we go into his house, it's like an intimate setting. They probably have crab legs. This is the most LA conversation. And then she calls me the next day because we ended up not going. She's like, we missed everything. Drake's DJ told me Kylie was there. It was a small, intimate.
Sounds terrible.
I know. I was dying. Anyway,
they went to the house or they went to the Delilah's?
They went to Delilah's and Danielle didn't go because I was too tired and she was tired and I should have just went because.
For what?
I don't know. I could have plugged Good Moms. I could have told Drake about Good Moms.
I was over here shaming her. I'm like, you guys are ratchet club hoes.
Every time I want to go to her, she shames me. But
I just feel like the clubby wedding days are just whack in LA. There's no fucking point.
It is whack, but like Drake's house is really nice.
You weren't
really
going to Drake's house.
I know, but I'm saying if he was invited, it was another pool party, I would go, even though it's
I'm
like,
going to Drake's pool
there's
party.
So many hoes. You're like one in a million.
That's it. She's self-inviting herself. Drake, if you're listening, you better be.
I'm only going to his home. I refuse to meet him in public spaces.
Wait, okay. Let me also get now that we're on the topic, let me just go ahead and tell you the last time I went to Drake's house, right? There's all these bitches, you know,
yeah,
probably like 10 to 1 to the niggas. And they're all like wearing a shitload of makeup. It's 400 degrees in Calabasas. It's melting off. They're all wearing weaves and all looking like trying to be cute by the pool. He has all these things, food, liquor, and he has this huge obstacle course, like this blow up obstacle course. And it's been dry all day. Not one single bitch has gotten on it because, you know, everyone's trying to be sexy. Me and Danielle are like, you ready? We got to get on this thing. Yes! We're like, my baby daddy is with us. We made him sit at the end to time who made it out. The only two bitches at Drake's house, like, are you marks? I'm like climbing.
Climbing up the stage.
Oh, who won?
Me, of course. Danielle's not athletic.
Are you?
Yes.
Why are you shocked that I'm shocked that you're athletic? I've never seen you do one athletic thing in my life.
I will fight you right now. I will wrestle you to the ground. Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
Okay, sorry. Anyway. Sorry about my Drake rant. I'm clearly in love.
Obviously.
Okay. I'm gonna take that like, so you've been to Toronto then? You must have.
No. What? Oh wait, have I? No, I've only been to Vancouver. I want to come to Toronto though.
Yeah, you need to. Vancouver's amazing though. Absolutely. Like so we call Vancouver like the LA of Canada. So.
Oh really?
Every person from California that we talk to, we're like, have you been to Canada? It's always Vancouver.
Yeah.
I've been to Montreal, Vancouver, and Toronto. And Montreal is beautiful, gorgeous.
It's just so cold.
No, they have a lot of, they speak French there, right? It's like that's like the language of Montreal, the language. The
nation. But it's like Quebecois French. So it's like a little bit different, but I mean, same shit.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies. So tell me about your guys. Tell me how you guys started your podcast. Why did you guys start While They Nap? Obviously, you have kids.
Yeah. That was like the big one there. Yeah. But we were on maternity leave and I always wanted to start a podcast, but I didn't know what I wanted to talk about. And I just didn't want to do like, you know, random shit. So I was like, I'm going to wait until something comes to me. And then I had a baby and I was like, okay, I like this. This is cool. I feel like I have a lot of shit to talk about being a mom. Like I didn't like, I feel like being a first time mom, I was just like, what the fuck is going on? Like so much shit was happening. And I'm like, nobody told me about this shit. Like no one. Mm-hmm. I was like, why is my whole body falling apart? Like I don't understand. And a lot was happening. I felt really lonely. I didn't have much friends to talk to because they didn't have any kids at the time, or all their kids are much older, so they couldn't remember. So a mutual friend of ours kind of hooked us up and we started going on like mom dates.
I'm laughing at that now because we you're a couple, so now it's funny when you say
I know. Just so you guys know, when before we started this interview, Jamila was fully convinced that they were married and that they were lesbian married.
Well,
couple.
Erica said, you guys are married, right? And they both said yeah, so I figured to each other. I mean, it sounded like this is 2020. You can't just say are you married then ask to, you know, that doesn't imply to other people. It's the two people sitting in front of us.
Super cute.
That's true.
And hilarious that we were hooked up. But yeah, that's kind of what happened. We were hooked up. And then Shen approached me and was like, hey, like, you know, this is after we had already gone out and like spent time with each other. She was like, yeah, like, I kind of have this idea to start a podcast. What do you think? And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm okay. Like,
she was like, nah.
I'm good. Like, that's okay. That's not for me. Like, my voice is gross. Like, I hate the sound of my voice. Like, I don't want to do that. And like, I hate being like bandwagon-y. Like, I know, like, of course, like, you know, there's a niche for everybody and everyone has their own passions. But I felt like the podcasting thing is like really growing. Everyone's like, I have a podcast. What podcast? Yeah. So I was like, yeah, no, I don't want to be a part of that camp. And then
I harassed her.
She did. She was like adamant. She's like, just try. And then the same friend that hooked us up was like, honestly, give it one shot. Try one time. If you hate it, you hate it. If you like it, then fine. And then like, it came at like a pivotal moment where my husband had left to work out of town and I was home alone with my daughter, who is a blessing, but like Jesus, being home with her by myself when she's 10 months old, doing all the cooking, all the cleaning, everything was fucking exhausting. And I'm like, yo, I can't do this. Like I need an outlet. So one day called my cousin's mom, was like, please watch my baby. Went to her house. I'm like, yeah, let's record.
And like,
I got some shit to say.
That was it. Like, I was like, face that mic, and I just went in. And I by the end of it, I'm like, wow, that was so cathartic. I need to do this again. Mm. And that's like where it started. So it was dope because it started being, it was about us truly, like about us, like, you know, just sharing our thoughts. And then like in the process of that, we built the community, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's so dope. So you guys are in Canada. Like, what is, would you say, like, well, I, because I know America, we're fucked.
I'm sure you've been watching the news. I'm sure you're aware that America's a joke.
Well, I mean, but I know that Canada's been in quarantine too, and obviously you guys are
still in quarantine.
You guys have probably been going through the same shit as us, as moms who are locked up.
Won't let me out.
Locked up with our kids and stuff, and like, well, what's the climate over there in Canada as far as like what's happening? Or is everyone really like paranoid? Are they all indoors? Have you guys broke quarantine?
Well, yeah.
Are your kids going to summer camp? Are they going to go to school? Like,
summer camp is canceled for us over here.
My daughter's in camp, and you know how like Chatty Broads asked if we've ever been like people talk shit.
What?
Chatty Broads asked if people talk shit.
Mm-hmm.
Someone talk shit.
What?
On Chatty Broads.
About us?
About me.
You?
Huh? In the comments.
What did they say?
They said that they only could get through half the episode because basically we're bad moms. Because
we're black.
We're bad.
Yeah. Are we making everything about race?
We're black. That I'm just irresponsible because I have my daughter going to camp and that my man met my family. And that's just irresponsible and breaking quarantine by letting my new boyfriend meet my mom.
Bitch, did you hear anything we said about the non-judgment?
That we need to be more immersed with our kids and less worried about going out and that we're boneheads.
First of all, I don't want to call this a bonehead. I want to make it racial. I'm not going to make it racial. However.
Yeah.
However, Karen. Nobody of any other race ever tried to insult anyone by calling them a bonehead. Yeah, now that one, Karen, is just not going to do it. You're going to have to come a little harder, babe.
Oh, my God. Now I think I called her.
You responded?
Of course I responded. I was like, first of all, her school's taking the necessary precautions, so you can take that up with all the other parents.
Right. I'll send you their emails.
And babe, I was like, and what I do with my family is none of your motherfucking business. Didn't say motherfucking because I didn't want to scare these white people. And then I said, you know, there's no need for name calling, like sugar bum or something. I said something dumb.
Right.
I said something equally as Caucasian to her.
Bonehead.
Sugar bum.
The funniest thing is, like, you should never come for a black woman by calling her a bonehead. You're going to lose. Oh, my God.
Wow.
But I'm just wondering, like, have you guys, you know, there's a lot of mommy shaming, especially surrounding quarantine and what you're doing and who you're hanging out with and all those things. Like, how have you guys encountered that out there and how are you dealing with it?
I feel like people's reaction in Canada is pretty much the same in America. People are protesting here that they don't want to wear masks.
Yeah.
Really?
And then there are people that just don't give a shit and are still like going out and doing whatever they want to do. And then there are people that are paranoid and are indoors at all times. But of course, like, being a parent, it's hard. Like, I don't want to stay home every day with my kid. Like, I'm crazy. I'm going crazy.
Yeah.
And like, we have toddlers, so
you can't. Yeah, how old are your kids?
Mine's 18 and a half months
and my daughter's 20 months.
So you're not putting I'm not putting a mask on my 18, like, let's be honest. And if I'm not putting a mask on my 18 month old and I'm out there, like, it's very possible that she could get something, give it to me. Like, it's like, it just doesn't make any sense.
It's unavoidable, it seems.
Yeah,
like.
It is.
All I'm saying is, like, everyone needs to chill. Not chill, I get it, people are dying and I'm respectful of that, and like, I have people that have died. I know people that have died. Wow. I just also feel like what I do with my motherfucking family, like, 100%. Bitch,
you don't know. You don't know at what point I decide to quarantine for 14 days with my nigga and then introduce him to my mom,
right?
Or vice versa. You have no idea what we're doing over here. And quite frankly, it sounds like you're very bored and on edge, bitch, because you haven't been anywhere and you ain't smoked no weed. And so you're kind of hating. Sounds like you're hating on us because we've found we found the silver lining of this all. And I get it. You're miserable. We're in the same boat. But what you don't need to do is project how you're feeling on people who are just dealing with the same shit as you differently. We're all moms. We're all doing the same shit. We're all trying our best. We're obviously haven't killed our kids. Yeah. You know, the government hasn't come to get them. They're safe. They're happy. They're fed. And you need to mind your fucking business. You listened to us for half the episode. That was clear. So about 40 minutes. And that's just not enough to tell me about me, bitch. Mind your business. And my friend, too. Will, get that ass.
All right, well, that handles that.
It does. That
question. So your podcast is called While They Nap. Do your kids actually nap while you podcast? Like, how do you do that?
Like, are you insane? Like, my daughter's downstairs right now in the basement with my husband.
Screaming.
Any second now. Any second. You're going to have a kid running up half naked with goldfish in her mouth.
The goldfish. The crack. The kids love it. How do your husbands feel about the podcast and you guys, like, discussing, you know, your real true feelings about motherhood amongst the internets of millions of people? Are they like, can you chill? Do you talk about them? Are there rules surrounding that in the marriage?
No.
They don't care.
They don't care.
No, my husband's like, at the end of the day, like, he knows who he married. He's like, I'm a talker. Leanne is going to, like, voice her opinion. She's going to say what she has to say.
Yeah.
He's like, and I don't always want to hear that shit. He's like, so at the end of the day, like, if you need to release and you need to, like, let that out, go for it. Like, say it all on the podcast. Leave it all there. Of course, like, we communicate and I'm still able to confide in him. But he loves the fact that I have this as an outlet. He thinks it's dope.
AKA they don't want to talk to us.
But. You're like, oh, you're talking to other people? Cool. Don't give a fuck what you're talking about. Go over there.
No.
Do your husbands listen?
It's not, depending on the episode, like, yeah. if he knows that I'm talking shit about him on that episode, he's gonna listen to
yes. Like the Baby Love and Marriage episode where I talked about the fact that, like, 6 week postpartum, 12 weeks, when I had 7 stitches, my asshole was completely spread and opened out that I was do anything. And I was like, you know, like, no, like, I'm pissed off. I don't want to. He definitely listened to that episode.
He for sure did.
He was like, oh, okay, so that, tell me how you really feel. Oh, it's like that. Like, so he wanted to hear, but for the most part, they're like, nah, just talk
about it. They don't care.
It's kind of a good excuse to, like, get them to hear what you got to say, but not.
What?
You're like, oh, no, I didn't talk about you. Just a little.
Just a little. This is how I really feel.
This is an announcement to my husband.
We just went in. It's true.
How long have you guys been podcasting?
Less than a year now.
Less than a year.
How do you think... Well, my question, aside from podcasting, because you guys have toddlers, and, like, I'm so, like, Jamila just recently finally stopped calling our kids toddlers because they're, like, not toddlers anymore.
Seven, about full-time jobs. Right.
But, like, do you feel like when you, after you had your daughter, you have a daughter and you have a daughter as well?
Yeah.
Daughter. Do you feel like, like, what was your transition out of pregnancy? Did you go through any sort of postpartum, or were you, I mean, you guys have husbands. We don't know anything about that. We don't know what support looks like. but also you don't have to, you can have a husband and not feel supported too, you know? So,
It was interesting. I had postpartum anxiety and I didn't really expect that. I was expecting postpartum depression.
What's postpartum anxiety? It's like, so, the anxiety to not have depression?
It's hard to explain because I assumed it was postpartum depression, but then a nurse told me it was postpartum anxiety, which they have now separated from postpartum depression, because you don't get depressed, but your anxiety levels are like on 10,000, where I didn't sleep for weeks, like not even a little bit. As soon as I got home, I like sat over the baby bassinet and in so much fear and shock that she was gonna die. And I was like, I know that she's fine, but I couldn't help it. I was just like so scared and worried. And it lasted for maybe like 2 months. It lasted for like 2 to 3 months.
And like, what was that fear that you had? That like
someone was gonna come and throw her down the it was like these weird intrusive thoughts where I would just like wake up and look at my stairs and like want to get a knife because I thought someone was in my house. to throw my baby down the stairs.
That mama bear shit was coming through. Did you feel any of that when you were pregnant, or it kind of, it was like shocking that it,
I was chilling when I was pregnant. I loved being pregnant. It was so chill. Other than throwing up every day, I was like,
it was so chill. I was just yakking every day.
My favorite part. My favorite part of my life.
I loved it.
I got used to it. I was still enjoying myself. Like, I had a great time, but nothing prepared me for postpartum. I had no idea what was happening to me. And I think the craziest thing about that, though, was even though I tried to get help, the thing that made me kind of snap out of it is I fell down the stairs one day with the baby in my arms.
Oh, shit.
And I just remember, like, huddling her into my boobs and, like, pressing it in and just taking the fall. It's funny. Like, it's really funny when it happened.
How do you have that much time?
Throw them boobs over.
All right. Time to not.
But after that moment, I actually felt better because I was like, okay, I got to get my shit together. Because
shit happens.
Well, you probably almost like you manifested the stair falling.
Right.
Probably.
Like, no, it ain't going to be no one else but you, bitch. It's going to be you that falls down the stairs.
You know what's funny about that? I have never heard of the term postpartum anxiety either. But I told my good friend who has three girls, like she had kids way before me, when I like first had my baby, I kept having these extreme thoughts like, I'm going to fall. She's going to drop. Someone's going to pick her up and take her. The stroller's going to go over the hill and tumble down. Like all these extreme thoughts. And she was like, that's normal. And she was like, that's a part of you, like almost your body training for anything could happen and for like what you could do, what you would do.
It's, I mean, your mind
is almost prepping you. Cause I was having like terrible, I was having like the most extreme visions too. Like just, I opened the door and like, you know, just the worst of the worst things that could possibly happen. And I was like, what the fuck? And she's like, no, these are normal thoughts because that's like how your mind prepares you to tie your boobs in a knot if you're falling down the stairs.
Yeah, I think it's wild because I think the problem though is that when it happens and it prevents you from doing things, right? So like in her case, like I had a similar thing where like mine didn't last nearly as long, but I hear that it's very common for parents to like watch their kids sleep. And that shit was so real for me. Like, oh my gosh, that's why I co-slept for as long as I did. Like I co-slept until she was like 4.5 months because I was so nervous about putting her in the crib. I'm like, oh my God, like what happens if she stops breathing and I'm not there? And it's like, everyone was like, she can still stop breathing next to you. But the risk of that was so, like, it just consumed me. Right. So like, it's scary. Like, it's just a shit that you don't even realize that you're going to have to experience. Like, I think there's so much prep, I feel like, for pregnancy, but not nearly enough prep for or understanding of what happens after.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, even speaking, like we were looking on your page and I know you guys had posted this video about the, how the Oscars had rejected this commercial about like, you know, what happens postpartum to your body. And nobody told me that shit. No one told me I was going to be wearing a diaper.
I didn't even think about it.
I didn't even think about it.
I'm just going to be so happy with my new baby. I'm going to stroll out of the hospital.
Why did my female doctor not tell me that?
I had a female doctor too. And there was not a lot of conversation about the aftercare that was going to be required.
It was crazy. I was like, what? I just remember like when I was watching that video and I was watching...
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Her struggle, you know, get out of the bed using the like, you
the
know,
the Perry bottle,
the sprinkle bottle, whatever, all that stuff. Like, I remember, I think I've told the story before. Like, I would sit on the couch and I'd get up and there'd be pee. And I'd be like, what the fuck? I pee?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I didn't even know. I didn't even feel myself peeing. Like, and it would happen. It happened to me for about like almost like 2 months. And I was like so depressed about it. I thought I was never going to be the same again. I felt gross. I felt like my man was like, I'm married. Like my bitch is like 400 years old now. Pissing everywhere.
Aged 400 years.
Oh my God. I just remember we went to Target and we got out of the car and I was so excited to finally get out of the house. And then I just went to get up out of the car, and I peed on the seat, and I just started fucking bawling. And he was like, oh, no. And he had to go up there and get me some Depends.
I had to wear Depends, and I tried to get the ones that had designs on them so they still feel like drawers. But they don't. They don't feel like they're not underwear. They're still Depends.
No.
And then I had to put like my padsicle in there so that it was like with aloe vera and it was frozen. Because I had second degree tanning.
So they had to sew it up?
Yeah, it's 7 stitches. Mm-mm. So that shit was crazy. I had to sit on a donut pillow for like almost 2 months. So like I legitimately thought, like, yo, there's no way my coochie's gonna return to its original. It's not humanly possible. This is
probably is better low key now because you got sewed up.
Maybe like just make it extra tight.
Put an extra stitch in there.
You listen to me, brand new Benz.
Wait, were you scared to have sex after that? Like, how did you do that?
I'm telling you, so on that episode we talked about, I was petrified, like so, so scared. I'm like, this is worse than virginity, way worse, way worse. Because it's like, and it's just like legitimately like the smallest, like little thing trying to like, go, it was awful.
Oh my God.
So it did hurt the first time.
And it's just like, you know, you can't, it's hard. Like I have a Jamaican husband, you know, who loves what he has to do. And he's a Jamaican man all around. So I'm like, sir.
Huh, Jamaican men.
Got it. She's taking notes.
Jamaican husband, huh?
Like, you can't bring that over here. Like not now, not anytime, not anywhere. And it was terrible. We went through a really, really rough patch because, you know, they say to the doctor, I mean, the doctor says to them like 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
6 weeks.
So and they're keeping count.
Yeah.
What? On like, oh my God. Every day.
12 a.m. So.
Week 5, I think. Yeah. 12 a.m. So it's been 6 weeks. It's 12 a.m. on the dot.
I'm not even
What's
joking.
That pussy do? Oh, God.
Like, you know what I mean? Put the baby to bed, close the roof to her crib. I turn around, fully naked man. I'm like,
oh. What the fuck?
He's just standing there like, I'm here.
It was really, really hard. It was really scary, but eventually like we worked at it and like, you know, we were patient. We did all the things, all the different tricks, all the lube, and like by the grace of God, like we in there like swimwear. But
you're back.
Do you guys want to have more kids?
I want one more.
No,
I'm not interested right now. No.
You might change your mind, but yeah. Or not.
Have you changed your mind?
No.
Bitch, you saying that like a bitch that ain't got no kids.
I'm just trying to be nice. I don't know.
You could change
your mind. You might, you know, be open.
Do you want another kid?
I know. I mean, I love my baby, and like I'm in a relationship now, and like he really wants kids.
He wants like kids like more, as in more than one more.
Specifically twins.
I used to really want twins until I heard your story.
I wanted twins as well. But I'm like, if they don't get it the first time, I don't want them. I don't want that.
He specifically wants twins because I fucked up and told him that I could potentially have twins.
You can?
Mm-hmm.
That's lucky.
And isn't it? It sounds like the devil's work.
Cool, on your mom's side?
Mm-hmm. My thing.
Sounds like the devil in motion. So if he doesn't get twins, he said he would at least like two. I said, at least, nigga, you're lucky if ever you get
point one.
One. Yeah, so I don't know, like, I was actually having this conversation with my mom today too, because she was like, asked me if he wanted kids, and I said, yeah, he does. And she's like, well, do you? And I said, I don't know. I don't think so. I'm like, it's a lot. And she was like, you know, she's like, I know I say this a lot because my mom and I are semi-living parallel lives, as like how we both became single moms and like whatever. And she's like, I know I say this a lot, like I've been through this, but like honestly, like having a partner and someone who's supportive, it makes a world of difference. Like my experience with you, Erica, is 10 times different than it was with Cruz, my brother, because her and my stepdad are together. He's a great father. He's involved. And I was like, yeah, I don't know what that's like.
It still sounds scary.
Not that like her dad, not that my daughter's dad isn't a great father, but it's like, he's not in my house. I didn't have that support system like built in. So she was like, just be open to it. So I'm like, okay, maybe. But I don't know. People be crazy at like, you be with someone for 7 years and they show up and be crazy. And then boom, you're a single mom again. I just don't know if I want to be a single parent again with two.
I you would have to submit me to the, like, you would have to put me somewhere. I would definitely be on a lot of Xanax.
I literally just, I thought you were going to say you'd have to put me down. Like, no, drug you, impregnate you.
I mean,
hold her down. No. Put it in.
Handmaid's Tale. I think I call it post-traumatic baby daddy disorder. My decisions aren't trustworthy. I can't trust my decision making. So it's just hard. Like, honestly, the thought of having two kids, which I hate to say this, I know this is a stigma, it doesn't matter, but two kids, two baby daddies, and neither of them working. Ugh. I mean, I know Erica Badu does it with grace and style, but I just, it would make me maybe jump out of the window just because it's so hard.
Yeah, it's a lot of personalities. You're managing a lot. It's a lot of schedules, a lot of time. Like, that's a lot. It's a lot.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
I'm like, one of you motherfuckers better be a genius, or one of y'all ain't going to college.
Y'all better come out with the winning lottery ticket. I don't need to wait 18 years. You need to come out waving the numbers.
That's it. That is it.
And also, I think about, like, yeah, that period right after having a baby and, like, trying to figure out, like, who am I? Am I just a mom? Am I a cow? I have to also tend to you? You want to have sex? Like,
oh, shit.
It's a weird, like, place to navigate that nobody really does give you tips on, because, hello. It's so crazy, like, watching that thing, that commercial that the Oscars didn't approve for obvious reasons. This is America. and the shit we paint of pregnancy and of labor and of everything is 9 times out of 10 the opposite of the truth. But, like, yeah, like, it's just, like, they almost sugarcoated it for moms on purpose. Only the labor part seems intense on TV. But then everything else is, like, sugar and candy, because they want us to keep populating the world.
Yeah, it's true.
So they can kill us with diet and COVID.
All of the things. No,
strange.
Yo, tell us, because I think it's so important. Like you end up feeling, that's when you start to feel alone. Because you see it on TV and you're like, that's not what I thought it was going to be. So you're damn right. When it's 2 a.m. and I'm in the freaking washroom and I'm squirting this shit in my vagina to try and soothe it so that while I'm peeing, I'm not crying.
Yeah.
Because legitimately the first 3 times I peed, I was, like, physically crying.
Tears, yeah.
Because it was burning so much. It's like, yeah, like, make that shit normal so that I don't feel so weird.
I know what I'm getting myself into.
Right. They don't tell you that. They're like, it's going to be great. It's going to be beautiful amazing. When they come. It's going to be so wonderful. Not like, oh, by the way, you might rip. You're going to have to spray your vagina.
Don't laugh.
You might wear diapers. Oh, and the bat.
Don't laugh.
Oh, and also pooping. Yeah, that first poop is going to be fucking horrible.
Oh my God. I almost forgot that first poop.
That first poop is going to ruin your life.
And doesn't it take like a minute? Because they've drugged you up so hard.
I didn't poop for like two weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks?
It was a long time.
2 weeks. And I'm not joking. I kept saying to myself the entire time, I'm like, you pushed out a baby. That's the only way I could get through it, because the pain was so, I could not convince myself that I would be able to do it. I'm like, there's no way. I'm like, you pushed out a baby, you can push out a turd. It's a turd.
See, I didn't even get to push out my baby. Okay. So I was just dealing with incision. I had a C-section, not by choice. Trust me. That's a whole other miscommunication. Not even miscommunication. My doctor knew exactly what she was doing. But then I had this incision. I was in so much pain recovering from my C-section. Some people be acting like the C-section recovery is a breeze, not for me. And I just remember I was like, okay, I think I have to poop now. Okay. So I went to the bathroom and I was like, oh no, I don't think my butthole can stretch this wide. There's just no way that it could ever come out. Like, it literally felt like a bowling ball was trying to get out.
I remember that feeling.
It was so much pressure. I was like, and I just was breathing. I was crying. And then I remember when it finally, like, passed, I was like, oh my God. I looked down. That was the weirdest shaped poop I'd ever seen. Not everyone knows needs to know about my poops, but it was just
dark from all the meds they give you.
Yeah.
They literally don't tell you shit. I didn't want to have a baby in a hospital, and I ended up having a baby in the hospital. And as soon as I got to the hospital, I realized why. After I had the baby, is it just me? Like, I feel like every 2 hours, if it was 2 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, they just would wake up with a new lady with, like, handing me a cup of pills and taking it. I have no fucking clue what those people were giving me. I was just taking it. I was just like,
oh no.
Oh my God.
I didn't even ask any questions. I was just like, I mean, okay. And then you can't poop for 2 weeks.
Ooh.
Oh, God. It's the worst shit ever. Oh, there's so many things I forgot about this process that are coming back to me that is making me even more scared to think about a second kid.
Now that you bring it up, I'm like, no.
I know, right? I answer so confidently. Now I'm like,
No, forget it.
And for you guys, did your, like my belly got like super darker than the rest of my body. So my boobs and like the second day got huge as fuck. Like I got a double D on the plastic surgery table yesterday. They were so hard. I was like, this is great. But where am I going to go? And they hurt. They're all veiny. I was like, oh my God, my boobs look great. But what's wrong with my stomach? My stomach looked the same color as my shirt. And my face was still the regular color. I was like, is this going to go away? Why is this happening? And she's like, it's just your hormones. I'm like, my hormones are making me change colors? My boobs look great,
My nipples, my areolas were as dark. As, like this dark.
Yeah, like my stomach and my nipples, I look like the fucking National Geographic. My head, like huge nipples, veiny boobs. I was like, I'm a cow.
Yeah. That black stomach and that black line. That line that took forever to go away. Yeah. I thought it was never gonna dip. I'm like, go away. And I had an Audi. So like I already have an Audi. So imagine then once I had a baby, like holy, it was like a nose. It was a full nose.
So after you had your baby, I mean, I don't know like if you guys, like for me, like I gained 70 pounds in my pregnancy. And after I had my kid, like I was like, who is this? What is this body I've been left with? Like, what is this like leftover shit here? Like, but you guys are married and like, you know, your husbands, like, did they help you? Like, or did they make you feel sexy? Maybe did you just come out popping babies out and just look fine as hell? Like,
my skin was looser.
For me, like I gained 18 pounds during pregnancy.
Damn, yes. Really? That's it? Even I gained 30.
I gained 18 pounds during pregnancy, lost it within like 3 weeks, and then gained 23 pounds within the first month.
But after?
I was eating nonstop.
You got 23 pounds thicker?
23 pounds thicker during breastfeeding because I was eating like a mad woman.
You bitch. I got skinny immediately. I lost all 30 pounds. Immediately, that 6 weeks was up, and they were like, "Oh, you're 96." I lost 2 pounds. What? I lost. I after 6 weeks, I was 96 pounds. I started 98. When I say I wanted to kick that doctor,
oh my god! I remember those rules. I used to be that girl where I used to like be drinking like Ensure and Nutriment with my meals,
even though it tastes disgusting, and then you really have to shit because you're just eating too much.
I just wanted to be thick so bad, but I'm like, be careful what you ask for, because now
let me see that ass.
I mean, I
feel like I'm pretty good.
She got
ass. Oh, damn. You're a little thick mommy. Okay.
So it's in areas that I want to keep it, but there are some areas that I'd rather let it go. But I mean, it is what it is.
You look good. You guys both look good. Thank you.
So how did you deal with your postpartum? Like, did you feel like you had any sort of transition that had to happen with your body, or were you embracing your new body, or has it taken time? Because you guys are, you know, fresh. You're freshies.
It's a lot because you want to get back to the body that you thought you had. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, but I like my body after a baby because you're a lot thicker. You feel like you have more of a woman's body. But then you're like, oh, I need to get rid of like my stomach, mm-hmm. or like little pockets of fat in other places. But then you're also tired.
That part.
It's like to take out like having full-time jobs, doing a podcast, running your household, having to tend for a baby and your husband, like there's just like so much to juggle, and you're like, what the, like I need to find time for myself. But like that is also an issue, like in a marriage, like can you give me a second so I can go work it out, like work myself out, like try to find myself and try to have time for myself. So it's a lot to juggle, but again, it's important to find that time for yourself.
Exactly.
Which is something we struggle with.
I feel like we're always going to struggle with that. I mean, I think we're both very fortunate where we have really supportive partners. Like, my husband prefers me thick, so he's like, have another one, because, like, shit, like, the thicker the better. Mm. And I was like Mila, where I was, like, legitimately up until I was, what, 30, I was, like, 110 pounds. So, like, I've always been really tiny. So, like, this new body, he's like, okay. So he's not mad at it in the least. But I think the problem was I didn't have the money for this new body. I'm like, but what about all these clothes? Like,
I need to be replacing this shit.
Yeah, like, what the heck? This new body doesn't come with, like, a check. There's no stimulus check with this new body.
Oh, my God. Right. Oh, my God. Low-key, there needs to be a stimulus check for the mother's postpartum bodies.
That's true. Right?
The fuck?
That, but that was the hardest piece for me. It's like I can't fit into anything, and not being able to fit in things made me sad. Yeah. It wasn't that my body made me sad, it was just I couldn't fit into the things that I wanted to wear.
Right,
so,
like,
just again, you know, just learning that it's all good and just being comfortable in who I am and kind of celebrating like the new body.
The new you.
It took time, but I'm still getting there. One day with one.
Okay, we have this one last question, and this is a new segment we're doing, and basically it's called Bad Choices. So, you know, our podcast is Good Moms, Bad Choices, and when we named it Bad Choices, it was really a play on words, because I think a lot of times people can think, would think that, you know, because we smoke weed or, you know, we talk about taking time away from your kids so that you can, you know, be a good to yourself, so in turn you can be a good mom, would be a bad choice, right? So, I wanted to ask you guys, is there anything in your life recently or anything in motherhood? It could be personally, it could be in motherhood or just in life in general that maybe was a bad choice that ended up being good in the long run.
I think my bad choice, I wouldn't consider it a bad choice. This is going to sound terrible when I say it, but having a kid was something I wanted to do, but I didn't want to do it right away.
Oh my God, I had the same one.
And me and my husband talked about it, but we were like, okay, we were on vacation when we talked about it. We're like, oh, let's start trying for a kid when we get home. Mm. But like, obviously we're on a vacation, we're having a good time. We just started, you know.
Did you get pregnant on vacation like me too?
I think I did.
Oh, girl. You had the noni juice too, girl.
The Maui Noni juice.
But, you know, having a daughter was probably the best thing that ever happened to me. Mm-hmm. And not necessarily, like, her herself was the greatest thing that happened to me. But the transformation of me after having her was the best outcome, possible outcome in my journey to myself. So I don't regret having a baby this soon, even though people say it's late because, you know, I'm past 30. But honestly, I'm glad I waited, and I'm glad it happened when it did.
So I had something similar in that, like, my husband and I weren't ready to have a kid when we did because he wasn't working. So he moved from Alberta, which is another province in Canada, and he wasn't working at the time. So, like, obviously the timing to have the kid wasn't the best choice, but it worked out to be a blessing. But the other thing that I was going to say is that, like, I guess one of the things that I wrestled with a lot once I became a mom was, like, how could I still maintain my sexy? Like, I still, like, love to club, but I don't want it to go out. I don't like to drink, and I like to wear crop tops, and I curse. And I worried about, like, how could I be that person and still be a mom? Because what I thought motherhood was the complete antithesis of that. Mm. I'm like, is it going to work? But I think that, like, in owning that, I feel like I'm not only, like, a good mom for me, but I also, you know, now, especially with building this community, I'm realizing that, like, other moms are like, oh, thank God. You know what I mean? So, like, mm-hmm. like a sigh of relief. And I think that that's so dope. And I think especially because for Shen and I, like, you know, we love your podcast. It's amazing. But you're American. There aren't a lot of, like, young Black Canadian moms who are, like, shooting the shit and being honest about, like, being mothers the way that we are, especially coming from Caribbean backgrounds that tend to be more rigid and tend to be stricter. I'm not saying, like, no, like, we're going to do motherhood our way. We're going to, like, you know, let it be what it is. And I think that finding, like, that voice and giving myself that freedom has been so freeing for us and for so many other people. So I'm so happy with just the person that I've become because I'm a mom.
Yeah.
That's so dope.
Amen to that.
Yes. Well, you know we're on board with all of that.
Good moms unite.
Good moms who make bad choices unite. Okay, ladies. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on. You guys, make sure you go check out While They Nap podcast. Can you let them know also where they can find you on social and anything else you want to plug that you have going on or that you want to share?
Well, you can find us on Instagram at WTN podcast. Look out for our merch coming soon. Black Moms Matter.
I love that shirt. I need that. What does the other one say?
Bomb Mom.
Oh, Bomb Mom. Hey, yeah.
So you can find that on our Instagram pages. It will be launching really, really soon. So just check us out on there.
Dope.
Thank you guys so much. So happy we got to connect.
Thank you for having us.
And listen, said we have good friends in LA, so listen.
Yeah, come girl, on come on, come on, come stateside. Actually, I might need to come out there. I might need to find a Canadian boyfriend. I know I got a nigga, but like, he'll understand. Like,
well, we need dual citizenship.
And listen, you know we're talking about Jamaicans.
You want a Jamaican man.
Any Jamaican men listening from While They Nap podcast, call Eric and I. I'm part Jamaican. I just found out.
And my daughter was conceived there. So technically.
We're, it's all in the family.
Yeah, exactly. That's got to count for something.
Well, you guys know where to find us. We're at goodmoms_badchoices. You can sign up for our newsletter at goodmomsbadchoices.com. And of course, subscribe to our Patreon for more extra episodes. You have to type into the search bar, patreon.com/goodmomsbadchoices, because we're explicit. And we have explicit content and even more explicit content on Patreon. So check us out. And if you love us, if you've listened to this entire podcast, even if you think we're boneheads, please leave a rate us and review us and comment. It matters.
Yes, please. On Apple Podcasts, scroll all the way to the bottom. All right, ladies. Well, you guys enjoy the rest of your day. And we'll catch you guys next week.
Bye. Suspendido en la noche, solo puedo recordar la luz de la calle, de las estrellas, como bailamos en la gran ciudad.